KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he has no problem with legal immigration.
I love the Mexican people. I love the spirit of the Mexican people. I love them. Many, many people from Mexico, legal. They went in the old-fashioned way. They're legal.
He spoke at a rally in Arizona saying,
the word is getting out that we have to stop illegal immigration. We have to.
Meanwhile, campaigning in Nevada, GOP presidential candidate Senator Marco Rubio said Russian President Vladimir Putin is a dangerous person and we should never be under any illusions as long as he runs that country. Fiat Chrysler is recalling another 88,000 Dodge Challengers because of concerns over the airbags.
Fiat Chrysler has already issued recalls for some 2 million vehicles in the U.S. because of potentially dangerous airbags made by Takata. Now it's adding tens of thousands of Dodge Challengers, model years 2008 to 2010. Takata's airbag inflators can explode in a crash, injuring drivers and passengers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Fiat Chrysler will notify owners next month and then will send a second notification when replacement parts are available. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 13-story historic former hotel that stood for 90 years in Detroit was reduced to rubble in less than a minute Saturday. It's the site where a new hockey arena will be built and where the Red Wings will play. Project manager Sean Hollister says an implosion was the best way to bring the building down.
It allows us to take it down in one time and not have to have this be a very prolonged area and affect the neighbors and everyone else.
This is AP Radio News. Two familiar opponents are meeting in Sunday's Wimbledon men's final.
Roger Federer hopes to add yet another chapter to the tennis history books when he takes on Novak Djokovic in a battle for the men's title at Wimbledon. The seemingly ageless 33-year-old is hoping for an unprecedented eighth title at the All England Club and his 18th career major. And after the vintage form he showed in his semi-final dismissal of Andy Murray, he may even start the slight favourite. Djokovic won in five sets here last year. Federer won their only other Grand Slam final showdown, that at the US Open in 2007. Graham Agars, London.
The Obama administration is making another effort to address religious objections from some employers to free birth control coverage for their female workers. Under revised rules, companies seeking an exemption cannot be publicly traded on stock markets. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.